And a very good morning to everybody this July 2nd, 2015. Another nice warm day on tap today. It's supposed to be 102 degrees here where I'm currently hanging out in Bakersfield, California. I wanted to just briefly mention something that I find interesting. Yesterday, I went with a friend and I got some Burger King for myself and my sister. And this morning, this morning I happened to look at my credit card statement, as I often do, to see that transactions are processing as they should and that amounts are good and everything. And I noticed something that, if I didn't know any better and didn't keep track of my stuff, I might almost think there was fraud going on. In the way my credit card provider, and this is pretty cool, the way my credit card provider shows its transactions, it actually divides up the transactions that have already been posted and those that are still in process, which is nice because I can, you know, kind of separate the two. By default, I see posted transactions, and when I just want to see those that are in process, you know, that are still in the authorization stage, you know, they've been authorized but are in process, you know, then I can go to that section and just look at those. So I was looking, and I was looking at the the temporary authorizations, and I saw my Burger King purchase, but the only way I could recognize my Burger King purchase was because I remember the price, $13.50. Again, because I ordered for me and my sister both. So, it didn't say Burger King. You know how normally when you do, you know, whether it's posted or whether you've just authorized it, so it's still in the temporary authorization stage, pending, I guess you could call it, it says the name of the business that you're dealing with in most cases. McDonald's, you know, Verizon Wireless, whatever. It'll say that in some form. Might be abbreviated to fit, you know, but you'll recognize what it is. This thing, it doesn't say Burger King. It says Quick Serve. It doesn't say Burger King. And I know I purchased from Burger King yesterday. That's what I did. That's where I ordered from. And unless the restaurant changed its name to Quick Serve, that's where I ordered from. And I've never noticed that before. That I don't know if it's going to say Quick Serve when the authorization posts. I'm thinking it would, because why would the business name change upon authorization, upon final posting? So apparently I got my Whopper and my chicken fries and my French fries yesterday from a place called Quick Serve, not Burger King. If I didn't know my prices, I would say that was fraud. Which I do know my prices, and they are correct, and it is correct, and the date is right for the transaction. It was my transaction, but you see where that could be a little misleading. But my question is, why doesn't it say Burger King? Why is it when I run my card at Burger King, it's coming up as Quick Serve when I look at it? So apparently, whenever you guys want to go get a Whopper, tell them you want to go to Quick Serve. Because in the future, if I want to remember where I got my chicken fries at, you know, I look back and I remember the date and I look at the price. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Oh, I got it from Quick Serve. Okay. So there's no Quick Serve around here. I see Burger King and Carl's Jr., but no Quick Serve. What the hell? So can anybody explain that? Why isn't my authorizations from Burger King coming up as Burger King? That's not even that long of a name. You can't tell me Yeah. Why? Anyway, that's my little rant for the day. Like, if I didn't know any better, I would almost think that was a fraudulent transaction. If I didn't know what to look for in my temporary pending authorizations, and potentially I would think my posted authorization as well. But I will find that out probably tomorrow. I will look and find out. So, anyway, if anybody has any idea why my authorizations from Burger King aren't from Burger King, but instead are from QuickServe, I'd be curious to know that. And on an unrelated note, I wonder, I have Square, which is a very awesome app for taking credit card payments and other types of payments, but primarily credit card payments, from those who you wish to sell things to. Now, right now, if someone gets something, or, you know, if someone buys something from me using Square, I think it'll just show up as my name. You know, it'll say Square because that's the merchant, and then, you know, the provider, and then my name on there, and I think that's how it shows up on their statement. But I wonder if I can change that. You know, like if I ever start doing things on a regular basis, you know, could I call it Monty's Software Palace or something, and have that come up as it would on a regular business type thing, transaction. Just curious, you know, if somebody does business with me, you know, can I change what comes up on their statement so they know for a fact that it was from me, in case they don't remember what my name is, you know, just something I was curious about while I was talking about credit card related things and authorizations. Anyway, everybody, take care. Enjoy your 4th of July, whatever you got planned. And we'll go from there. Have a great day.